Today's daf is daf samech ches. So we got three lines down. On the Amud, the Gemara begins, Darish Rava. Rava makes the following drasha. Isha chofef, we've been talking about chafi for the past day or so. So Isha chofef has ber Shabbos, but tevelas b'motei Shabbos. A woman performs chafifa on Friday in order to prepare for the tevila that's going to take place on Motei Shabbos. So Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, v'hashalach Ravin digarte, didn't Ravin sent in a letter from Eretz Yisrael when he went to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says many times, ki asa Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he spent much time there. So sometimes he came back and reported to Babel in person, and sometimes he sent a letter while he was still in Eretz Yisrael. So he sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael, and the following psak in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Isha lo tachof me'erev Shabbos, a woman cannot perform chafifa on Erev Shabbos, v'chitba v'matzeh Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that because there's too much of a separation. That how is it possible in general that a woman could do chafifa on a regular weekday, let's say Sunday, in order to go to the mikvah Sunday night? There's a separation between the chafifa and the tefillah, and there's a concern that she might get a chatzitza. How about you take off the chafifa tefillah v'leka? Don't you need an immediate connection? The zman, the time of the chafifa needs to lead immediately into the tefillah. The Gemara says, "Hadar oki Rava amara ala v'darish," and then therefore Rava has set up a drasha. He appointed him a Turgamon to announce to the tzibur, "Dvarim shemarti lefechem," that which I told you in the past, that a woman who has a tevila b'matzeh Shabbos, she should perform a chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Ta'alef heim b'yadi, their mistake. He retracted after hearing this statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. B'ram, however, kaf amu mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, isha lo tachah b'erev Shabbos, v'titvah b'motei Shabbos, v'tamah asmecha heyach chofeves b'yom v'tabeles b'layla, ha'b'inin samach l'chavifa, tefila v'leka. So that's just the repetition of what we just saw, but we see either way, it's clear from Rabbi Yochanan that one should perform chafifa b'layla. V'hilchaza isha chofeves b'yom we paskin against this, that a woman can do chafifa during the daytime, and she can go to the tefillah then afterwards. And hilchasa also, isha lo tachav el balayla, a woman should only do chafifa balayla. So obviously this is a clear, a blatant contradiction. Can she do what's the halacha? Can she do chafifa yom or can she not? And the Gemara says, kasha, hilchasa, hilchasa. Hello, kasha. The Gemara answers, there is no contradiction. Ha de efshar, ha de lo efshar. One is when it's possible, when it's not possible. In other words, Rashi says four narrow lines down, he writes, ha de efshar lachov bayom, chofeves bayom, ha de lo efshar lachov kagom motzei yom tiva, lo tachav ela balayla. So it depends. There's a machlokas how to read this answer. Tos in the bottom says as well. So it's a big machlokas in the Rishonim and the Poskim. Is it better to do bayom or better to do balayla? And there's yesh for yesh both ways. Why? Bayom, on one hand, it's separated from the tevila, so there's more of a chatzitza concern. At the same time, however, there's no rush. You're not rushing because she can't go to the mikvah, even if she wants to, so she's forced into doing the proper time because balayla is better in that it's close to the tevila, but it's bad because there's a rush, because the sooner she finishes, the sooner she could go to the mikvah. It's balayla ready. So yesh v'yesh, how to read this exactly, and therefore the post can say both, whatever works out best, both are allowed. But when it comes to balayla, they try to put on a certain zman to ensure that she can't go past it. She must put at least, you know, an hour preparation in to ensure that she doesn't rush anything. But this is how the post can say. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now here, halfway down, Amud Aleph. Nida shebad ka'atma yom shvi. So we know the din midaraisa. The way a nida works is she's tameh, she sees dam nida, she's tameh 7 days. Regardless of how many times she sees, how many days, she sees even a tipas chardal, she sees a small speck, that makes her dam nida. If she sees it during yimei nida, tameh 7 days. And then she goes to the mikvah, the night after the 7 days, she's a complete tahor. The whole Indian of Shimon Akim nowadays is a later establishment. Midaraisa, she's tameh 7 days. So what happens on the 7th day of her nida, where she's tameh nida? So nida shebarka atma yom shvi. So b'shachris. Umatza Torah. So the 7th day in the morning, she does an inspection and she's tahor. Now the tahor doesn't take effect because it's still the 7th day of nida. So she's tameh, but there is no dam. She didn't see any dam. So now, what happens? Beina shemashos lo hifrisha. Now we know the way it works is there normally, in order for a woman to establish she no longer sees dam nida, she has to have sekara. There needs to be a bedika at the close to the end of the day to make sure that there's no more dam nida leading into the days of tahara. But she didn't do one in the evening. She only did in the morning, on the morning of the 7th, where she still tameh, but she didn't see any dam nida. And at nighttime, bein hashmasha, she didn't do any bedika. Ule achayamim, several days later, what happened was, Budka, she did an inspection, Umatza Tamea, she found that she was Tamea. So now day seven, she sees, she doesn't see, and she's Tahor. Now, not actually, she's still Tameh because neither carries over, but there's no Dam on day seven. And let's say day 15, she does an inspection, she finds Dam. So what's the status between 15 and day 7? When day 7 she saw nothing in the morning, is that enough of it making her Cheskas Tara, even though she's actually Tameh still that last day? So the Mishnah paskins, Harehi b'Cheskas Tara. She's Torah because her last Bedikah she had done in the morning of the 7th, she didn't see any Dam. So even though the Tara didn't take effect until day 8, when the Nida was over, she's still Torah until she does a Bedikah later on and finds that she's Dam Nida now, or Dam Zava could be.
Yeah, she,
Well, let's say on the seventh day she does a Bedikah in the morning and she finds that she's there's Dam Nida. There's still Tamei. Ubeish Mashas Lohifrish, in the evening she doesn't do any inspection. Uleachazman later on, a few days later, day 15, let's say, Badka Ulmatza Torah. And then she does an inspection day 15 and she finds herself Tahor. The din is Harezu Bechaskas Tamea. Every day beforehand, she's Tamei because her last time she checked before that, she was Tamei. On day 7 in the morning, she did a Bedikah and there was Dam Nida there. So the only time we know it changed was day 15 when she did another Bedikah and found that she's Tahor. The previous 8 days were all Becheskas Tamei. That's the Mishnah Paskins. Then the Mishnah says, U'mitamei me'eis le'eis, u'mipkid le'pekida. She's mitamei 24 hours retroactively and from the last Pekida, which whatever was sooner. Now Rashi points out very importantly, this statement of mitamei me'eis le'eis is going back on the reisha of the Mishnah, Kai. Rashi says, u'mitamei me'eis le'eis a reisha Kai, tikatani achar yamim badka, that badka tamei. I mean, the case in the reisha was day 7, she did an inspection in the morning, she was Tahor. That means the next several days, she's all Becheskas Tara. Day 15, she does another Bedikah and finds Dam Nida. She's Tameh Me'eshleis, the past 24 hours, or from the last Bedikah, whichever one was the shorter period. V'im, then the Mishnah says, V'im Yeshla Veset. If she has a Veset, so then Daya Shaita. We know a woman has a Veset. We don't assume that it's Tameh L'Mafreya, Mikana L'Ba. So she's expected to see the 15th of every month. So when she sees the 15th, we don't say she's Tamei from the last Pekida or she's Tamei Mimei's Leis. The Vesa tells us we only assume that she's Tamei Mikan Laba, because that's when she's regular to see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shelo Afrisha Batara, Mina Mincha Ulamala, Harezu Becheskas Tamea. She did not do a proper Bedika from Mincha time, she Becheskas Tamea. So he argues, while the Mishas and the Resha, if she did a Bedika in the Shacharis of Yom Shvi, and she was Tahor, that creates a Cheskas Tara for her until she finds herself Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that Bedikah has to be after Mincha L'mala time in the afternoon for it to establish a Chazakah. She did one only in the morning, and she found herself Tara. That's not enough strong enough Chazakah. She's still Tamei until she finds herself a Cheskas, until she does a Bedikah that's Tahor. Chacham had a third Shita, and he said, Afilu B'Shnayim, even on the second day, L'nidasa. Badko Matza Tara, the same exact statement as the Resha, but here Chachamim say, while the Tanakhama holds, the Cheskas Tara can only be established the earliest, day 7 in the morning. Chachamim say, no, even if you did a Bedika, let's say she sees Dam Nida, and now she's Nida for 7 days. But she only sees Dam on day 1. Day 2, even though she's Tamei for another few days, day 2 she does an inspection and she's Tahor. Chacham say, that's sufficient to establish a Cheskas Tara, meaning whenever the Nida day is over after 7 days, she automatically is Tara because of Bedikah on day 2, and she didn't find any Dam Nida, that's sufficient. Well, again, Tanakhama says it only works on Shacharis day 7, and Rabbi Yehuda only holds Mincha Milamal on day 7. Chacham go back to say, even day 2 finding a Bedikah that's Tara will establish a Cheskas Tara. So that's a three-way machlokas that appears in the Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now says a statement as follows. Itmar. Rav Amar Zava Vadai, Valevi Amar Zava Safek. So this is just a very, random statement, not knowing what in context is referring to. So Gemara is going to make a few suggestions. When does Rav say a Zava, she's a Zava Vadai? And when does Levi say she's a Zava Misafek? So Gemara makes a few suggestions. Ahai, which part of the Mishnah is referring to? Elaim, if it's going on Aresha, the beginning of the Resha, and that's where they argue whether she's a Din of a Zava Vadai, or Levi's, or Safik Zava Safik. Harezu b'cheses tara katani. The Mishnah and the Reisha was talking about if she did a bedika on the Yom Shvi b'shachris, and she found herself to be tahor, the Mishnah said clearly, Harezu b'cheses tara. So there's no machlokas, Levi and Rav, whether it's a Zava Vadai or a Zava Savek, the Mishnah clearly says, cheskes tara. So it can't be referring to the Reisha. Ella, it must be going on, says the Mishnah, a Seifa. Now the Seifa was a case where she did a bedika on Yom Shvi b'shachris, and she found herself Temeah. And there we said she's Becheskes Temeah until she finds that she's Tahor. So Bishma, I understand Safek Zava, I mean, we could say a case of Safek Zava. We don't really know if she's Safek because, again, day 7 in the Shvi B'Shachris, she did a Bedika and she's Tameh. But it's also possible to say the moment she, after she did a Bedika, maybe the Dam went away and maybe there's no Dam. So the next 5-6 days that she did not do any inspection, she would be a Safek Zava. We don't know if there's still Dam neither or not, or Dam Ziva or not anymore. So that would make sense why it's a Safek. El Zava Vadai, Nami, Hare Batka Matza Torah. But now, because remember, the case of the Sefer was, she did a Bedika on day 7, Yom Shri B'Shachris, found herself Tameh. She did another Bedika on day 15, she found herself Tahor. So we don't know what point during day 7, 15, she transferred for Tameh to Tahor. So I can understand, every day is a case of a Safek Zava. We don't know if there's still Dam or not. But to say that she's a Vadai Zava, that can't be. Because, again, if both bookends were Tameh, you know, if it was Yom Shvi was Tameh, and Day 15 was also Tameh, so it's very plausible to say that there's Tameh Vadeh in between. But now, since one end is she saw Dam in the beginning, and then she did a Day 15, did a Badika, and there was no Dam, that would, at worst, be a Suffolk Zava. But to say a Zava Vada in that case would be very, very hard to say that. So Gemara says they can't even be commenting on the Sefer either. So Ella says the Gemara, Ki Itmar, the Rav Vilevi, when they made their statement, the Machlokas, whether she's a Zava Vada or a Zava Safek, that was Shmaisa Be'ape Nafshe Itmar. It was said as an independent statement, completely disconnected from our Mishnah. So what's the context? So the Gemara explains, Anida Shabbatka Asa B'Yom Shvi Shacharis, Umatza Temeah. So let's say she did an inspection on day 7 of her Nida, and she found that she still was seeing Dam in the morning. Ubeh Shmashos La Frisha. Now in the afternoon, towards Mincha time, she did not do a Bedika. So we don't know what happened after day 7 was over. Ulacha Yamim, several days later, Batka, Umata Tameh. She finds herself now, again, Tameh. So now here, in this case, the book ends at Tameh. Day 7, her previous Bedika, there is Tuma, there's Nida. And now day 15, there's also Dam Nida. So we don't know what happened in between. So Gemara says that was the case where they had the Machlokas. Rav Amar Zavavadai. This is Zavavadai because the book ends with Tamei Vadai. There's Dam in the day 7 and Dam in 15. Should you not assume everything between is also Dam? And Rav Amar, no, this is a case of, Rav Amar Zavavadai, Levi Amar Zavasafik. So the Gemara explains. Rav Amar Zavavadai, why she is Zavavadai again? We're in day 7 B'Shach where she found Dam Nida and day 15 she found Dam Nida yet again. We don't know what happened in between. That's the Zavavadai, says Rav. Because came into me, Karanim says Tamei. And the Achshav now also, Nimtei Tamei, she found herself Tamei on the bookends. Tamei Vada, that's, we have to assume, the middle was also Tamei Vada. It's not a Shaila. But Levi Amar Safek Zava. No, this is at best a Safek Zava. Why a Safek? Because Amar Paska Beni Beni. You could still suggest, maybe she stopped seeing Dam in between, day 7 and day 15, and that's maybe a Safek. V'chein Tana Levi B'Masisa, that's what Levi says in the Brice as well, on the top of Amna Beis now. Achar Yomim Bein Batka Masa Torah. Bein Batka Masa Tmea, Hairezu Safek Zava. Okay, fine. That's the Machlokas. Gemara now says, Umetami Me'eshleis. We had this din the Mishnah that said when a woman finds herself Dam, so we assume that the Dam was there already 24 hours prior. So the Gemara says that Lema Teve Tiufta de Rava. Let's suggest that this Mishnah is a Tiufta to the statement of Rava. What does Rava hold? Tama Rava, Lomar, She'en Ha'isha Metame Me'eshleis, B'soch Yimei Zivasa. So we had a statement that when a woman sees during Yimei Ziva are the days where she's not expected to see. And let's say she does see Dam unexpectedly. The din is, Rava says, we don't Metame Me'eshleis because she's not supposed to be seeing. In fact, that she saw now was a Chiddush. So we don't say the Chiddush to go back 24 hours. No, we say Mekan Laba when she sees it during Yimei Ziva. We only say Mekan Laba. We don't say Me'eshleis. Now this Mishnah is saying she saw Dam during Yimei Ziva and yet she's metame me'eshleis. So is this not a tiyufta to Rava? So Gemara says, V'lava, O Svina the Rava, Chada Zimna. Didn't we already ask a question to Rava based on the Mishnah? Why are we asking a second question? We don't have to like really beat him up. We already asked him once and the Mishnah goes again. So Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamina. This is what he's saying. Lema Tevye Tufta the Rava Namimal. This is also a question. We're having two questions to Rava based on two different Mishnayos. So Amalekha Rava says back now. Kikatani mitami meishleis aresh pirkin kai. When we said this Mishnah has the statement of that mitami meishleis is not referring to our case of the Mishnah where she saw dam during the meziva, it's going back to the resh pirkin, to the beginning of our parak here. Kai araasa v'oda bebeis aviyah. The situation where a woman was a girl raised started seeing dam nida when she was in her father's house, meaning before she was married, she already was seeing nida. So the din is that so we know the din is, if a girl, let's say, that for the very first time in her life, she sees dam nida, we don't assume mitame meisleis, because she's not used to seeing. Her first time she saw, we don't assume it was there 24 hours before, because it's the first time ever seeing, we assume mikan laba. So Gemara says, this case also, there was a havamina. Because we have a girl now who starts, she's old enough, she saw dam nida in her life already. And so whenever she sees next, we assume it may have come 24 hours prior. But there's a havamina in this case, now that she got married, and when she got married, there's dam basum. And we know the din is, because the dam basum is actually tahor, so maybe that's going to reset her cycle all the way from the beginning, and the next time she sees dam nida, maybe that should be like a young girl seeing dam nida for the very first time, where there's no gzeir of tmei sleis anymore. And she and everything will be fine. So the Mishnah had to tell us that no, even though this girl did have the time of Dam Basulim, which is Dam Torah, and even though you would have thought maybe she should start the cycle Nida from the beginning, a fresh start, Kamash Malam, we learn from the Mishnah that no, next time she sees Dam Nida, we still assume it's Me'es Leis. Okay, the Gemara now says, Im Yeshla Vesta. We said in the Mishnah that if she has a Vesta, so then the halacha was that she's not Metamim Me'es Leis, she's only Metamim Mekan Laba, Dayashaita, the Mishnah says. So im yesh levaset neima teve tiyufta de Rav Huna bar Chia Amar Shmuel. This should be a contradiction to what Shmuel says. The Amar Rav Huna bar Chia ba Amar Shmuel. Lomer she'ein ha'isha kovas levaset b'mei zivasa. He has this klal that a woman cannot establish a veset during Yimei Ziva. Because a veset is supposed to come when you're expected to see. But during Yimei Ziva, it's not when you're expected to see. It was just it was an off chance that it happened. So like that's a random occurrence of dam, and it doesn't create a veset. So, but our Mishnah says that no, the woman sees dam nida when she's not expected. If it happens, she's mei sleis. But if it happens on the mei veset, so then it's not mei sleis. How do you mei veset during mei ziva? Shmuel holds you can't create a veset during mei ziva. So this is a tiyufta to Shmuel to talk about a veset during mei ziva. So the response is Amar l'cha Rav Huna bar Chia ki amrinan, when we had said in Shmuel's name ein ha'isha kovas la veset b'mei zivasa. What it means that she can't establish a veset is that normally we know when a woman has a veset, you need three occurrences to undo it. So let's say she sees on the 15th normally. So you want to uproot the 15th veset, she has to start seeing on the 20th three times. You need three other occurrences to uproot an initial veset. So when we said there's no veset on the during Yimei Ziva, that meant that delo boy tlasa zimna lemeakar. We don't need three times to undo it. Meaning a woman can have a veset during Yimei Ziva, but it's not a strong veset. Meaning you could uproot it very easily with just one occurrence of it not happening the next month. So let's say the day 15, she sees it, which is Yimei Ziva. So now she sees it on the day 15, which is Yimei Ziva. We assume the next month, we have to be choshed for a veset the next month. But let's say the next month she doesn't see it on the 15th, it disappears, it goes away. It's a weak type of veset. That's not that it's zero veset, it's a weak veset that's easily uprootable. The Gemara says, again, delo damya, delo ba'i tlasa zimna lemekar, we don't need three times to undo a veset that occurs during Yimei Ziva. The Amir, we say, damea misulakim, the blood disappeared, because it's Yimei Ziva, the chayman is damea misulakim adayashaita. Because it's a very weak veset in the first place, and that's what Shmuel had meant. So therefore, Shmuel is consistent with this Mishnah that a veset can happen, though a weak one, during Yimei Ziva. So then the Gemara quotes from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda sent the Mishnah that if a woman does a bedika on Yimei Shvi v'Shachres, it doesn't work. It has to be mincha milamala. So Gemara quotes a brayshe Tanya, Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Il mali yadea munachas beinea kol b'neshmashes yafa atomer. If her hand was in that osamakam, which is saying beinea, just talking b'lashon nekiya, if it was left in that area during b'neshmashes, so you're saying good. Meaning you're saying good, like if she was concentrating, this is like the concept of a moch dachas that's left there b'neshmashes. That's ensuring, because there's always a chashash, she did a bedika, and there's no dam. Maybe the moment she moved her hand away, dam came. How do you ensure that there's no dam after she left her hand? So that's the concept of moch, which ensures that there was, it was in the area, and no dam came out. So you think, I understand. So you, Rabbi Yehuda, who says you need to do a bedikah, bein hashmashos. So wait a second. How do you know that the moment she, after she did the bedikah, the blood wasn't there? So if you say that she left her hand, she left her hand in that area, called bein hashmashos, during the dire bein hashmashos, yafat omer. So then you're making sense. But Achshav, now, Amer, you have a problem, Rabbi Yehuda. Amar, why don't we suggest im silat yadeh, the moment she, after she did a bedikah, at say 3 o'clock in the afternoon, after mincha time, she did a bedikah, maybe immediately, rasa, maybe blood came out? So mali afrisha batara, vishvi min mincha mala, mali afrisha batara, rishon. So what, what good is the, there's always a chashash. So why is your time of mincha mamal and shvi any better than doing a bedikah on Yom Rishon? So let's say a person did a Yom Rishon, she did a bedikah, and she didn't see any dam. So why is he no good? Because maybe after she did the bedikah, blood came. So too, after you do bedikah on Yom Shvi, after mincha, maybe blood was there. So what's the difference? 1 and 7. So Gemara just holds off for a second and says, wait a second. Where did Yom Rishon come from? Mika leman damar, Barishon mika leman damar. We had in the Mishnah, there are 3 possible times where she could establish a cheskas tara, even though she's still nida. One is we saw the shita will go in this order. The last shita of the Mishnah was day 2. Then you had Chachamim say only Yom Shri but Shachris, and then Rabbi Yehuda says Yom Shri ben Hashmashos. But the range was 2 to 7. No one ever said 1 in the Mishnah. So what in this conversation, the Brisa, what are they saying? Even Yom Rishon, you should have the same concern. The Gemara says, no, actually, there is a opinion that says even Yom Rishon, which is really a 4th shita. If she did a bedikah in Yom Rishon and found herself tahor, that would establish a cheskas tara. Who is the shita? Hatanya. The Brisa tells us this is Hatanya bin Yehus as a support, that Amar Rebbe, Shalti as Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shimon, I once asked them, says Rebbe, Kishayu Mahalchim Bederach, we were once traveling, so he's asking the following shaila. Nida Shabbat Ka'atma Yom Shvi Shachris. A woman does a bedikah on her 7th day of Nida in the morning. Umatza Tahara, she finds herself Tahara, there's no Dam Nida. Ubeina Shmashas Lo Hafrisha, in the evening, the afternoon, she did not do a bedikah. Ulacha Yomim, several days afterwards, Batka Umatza Tameh, then she found herself Dam Nida on day 15, let's say. So Ma, what's the din in that case? What's the status of all the Taros between day 7 and day 15? Day 7, she found herself Tahara. Day 15, she found herself Tameh. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon responded back to Rabbi, Hare Zu Becheskes Tara. She's Becheskes Tara. So now he starts pushing the envelope a little bit. Let's say she did the Bedika on Yom Shishi, or Chamishi, or V, or Shlishi, Sheni Mai. What if she did it on day 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and she did a Bedika and she was Tahor? Will we assume it's established Becheskes Tara? Amalei, Loshna Barishon, Loshna, there's no difference. Fine. So then the Gemara says, but Barishon lo shalti. Then he says, the Bryce is still says, Barishon, I didn't ask on Yom Rishon, but Ta'isi shlo shalti. I made a mistake by not asking. I should have said, what about Yom Rishon? Will that work as well? So we see that Rebbe himself felt that Yom Rishon would have been a sufficient to create a cheskas tara. Okay, fine. So that's the whole Bryce. Either way, what happens here is that atu kula la becheskas tumakaima. So all the other days, why didn't he ask him Yom Rishon? So Gemara says, all the other days, she's not Becheskes Toma. Because Yom Rishon, remember, what's Tameh Yom Rishon? When she sees Dam Nida. So already, there's Dam Nida. How do you create a Cheskes Tara on the same exact day where she saw Dam Nida? Day 2, day 3, and so on, she didn't see Dam Nida. But day 1, where she started the day off by seeing Dam Nida, how can you then do Bedika and say she's Becheskes Tara the same day where she saw Dam? You can't say she doesn't see Dam. So after Kulo La Becheskes Toma Kaima, the pasuk. So since the day 2 and on, she did a bedika, and the dam stops, so we assume it's a cheskas pasuk. But Rishon, Nami, came to pasuk. So say the same thing on day 1, so she did it, so she saw dam need in the morning at 7 a.m. And then 2 o'clock, 2 p.m., she did a bedika and stopped. So let's say it stopped as well. So it stopped as well. You create a chazak of it being pasuk. And the response back is, Rebbe says, Meikar, however, he said, the reason why the shaila he had in his mind was, he should have asked that question, if it's all about creating a psak of dam. But the reason why he hesitated initially, and he did not ask Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon the question, is because he was thinking, Meikara, my sefer, what do you initially think? Ho, huchsas mayan pasuach, since on that day, that the mayim was open. The dam nida was open. You can't create a chazaka on the same day the mayim is pasuach. So that's why he didn't ask the question. But then he regretted asking the question because then he said, I don't care about whether the mayim was open in the morning or not. The mayim said, now the dam stopped in later in the afternoon, and that should have created a chazaka. So that's the back and forth between Rebbe and the other tonight. Fine.
How do you know it stopped from Shnei and Midra on the first day?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, but he thought maybe since that day was already established as the Mayanus Pasuach, that the Dam already came out, you can't now create a new chalos of being Cheskas Tara. It's a stira to have the same chalos on the same day. Now that can't happen in B'mesias, because there's always a time where the Dam was open and then the Mayan was closed. But to create a chalos in the Yom of being Pasuach and then Salsam on the same day, that seems to be a contradiction. That was his hesitation. And they said, it's not about a chalos in the day. It means Lamaisa. Is there Dam or no Dam? So Lamaisa in the morning it was Dam, but Lamaisa there's no Dam anymore. So he should have asked the question, but unfortunately he did not have the chance to ask the question. Okay. So then the Gemara, the Numa, tells as follows, Hazav, Vazava, Shabbatka Asma Bayom Rishon. So the din is, we know Azava and Azava, when there's Azava Gadola, they require Shiva Nakim, right? The Tameh. And now whenever the Tumah stops, they have to do 7 clean days. So every single day they're supposed to check once, twice, whatever the dinim are. And so let's say they checked Bajka Asman Bayom HaRishon, the day 1 they checked, Umatsu Tahar, they found themselves Tahar, Ubayom Shri, they did another Bidika on day 7, Umatsu Tahar. So now the book ends here of our Tahar. So is that all 7 days? Can you assume everything in between, 5 days in between are also Tahar or not? So the Mishnah says that Vishar Yamim HaShibin Taim, the 5 days in between days 1 and 7, Lo Batka, they didn't do Bidika. So what do you assume? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Harehein Mecheskes Tahara, we assume everything in between is Tahar. So they've established their Shiva Nakim by doing day 1 only and day 7 only. That's sufficient for 7 consecutive days. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ein Lahem Ela Yom Rishon V'Yom Shvi Bilvad. All you have is day 1 and day 7. That's just 2 days. Even though they're disconnected, they're the 2 days, and you still need another 5 days to establish the full Shiva Nakim. Then comes along yet a third opinion, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Lahem Ela Yom Shvi Bavad. You need to have them consistent and continuous. So you've lost day 1 because it's been too separate from day 7. All you have is day 7, which only functions as the first day of the Shiva Nakim. You need 6 more. That's the 3-way machlokas in the Mishnah. So Gemara now quotes the Braisa, Tanya Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua. And Rabbi Shua is the one who holds. All you have is day 1 and day 7. That's 2 days. Lidvarech, according to you, Atamona Beseirugin. You're counting by skipping. You know, you're counting day 1 on Sunday, and then the day 2 is on Shabbos, and then day 3 is going to be a Wednesday. Don't you need consistency and continuity? So he says, Vator Amr, the Torah says, Achar Titar, Achar Achal Kulam. What that drasha means, the understanding is, Shlote Tuma Mafsek is Beinen, that nothing should be in between. Which means you have to ensure that there's no separation. You have to have a 7 consecutive days there clean. So Gemara says, Amr Lo, Rabbi Yeshua, Ve'ata you, Iata mode bezav shirag keri ubenazir shehelach schachos uparos shemonim beseirugin. Do you not tell us? Do you not agree that there can be instances where you can't have seirugin? What that means is, if a zav sees that counting shivan akim and then he sees keri in between, that keri just ruins one day, but he still has other shivan akim. So let's say he counted 3 days of shivan akim, and then he sees that keri in day 4, so he loses day 4. But day 5, he can pick up, continuing as day 5 serves as day 4, and he goes on to continue Shivan Akim, so you can have counting B'Seirugin, and a similar case to a Nazir who walks in an area, and we know Nazir can't be Matami Meis. And if he's Matami Meis, he's to start his cycle all over again from the beginning. But let's say he walks into the areas of Schachos, the Paros, which are Safek Tumas, so the Tumah Medirbanim, that just ruins one day. That day he lost, but he still can continue the count. So this is the case of, aren't you Mona Seirugin? The Torah says, "Vayamim harishonim yiplu." That first days, one should stop. He loses them. So the Gemara says that. The Gemara says as follows: Rabbi Elias, Rabbi Shmai, understand Hasim over there by the case of a zav who says carry the tamaba. That a zav sees carry, so it's tamaba. Amar Rachman. The Torah says he's tamay. Shena saseres el yoma tamaba. He's only matami that day. So the special gzeres akasev. That a Zav who sees Keri, he only loses that one day, he doesn't lose the whole Shiva Nakim. So that's why Seirugin works. Jumping by skipping days works by Zav. It's especially Gzer Tzakasim. And Vimishim Echlufe Zav Bival Keri Lo Mechlof. But aren't you going to say, well, let's say, we know there's a difference between a Keri and a Zav. The Mishnahs talk about the differences between how Zav looks and how Keri works. So So shouldn't there be a concern that if a person sees Keri, that if he's only Sosa one day, if he sees Zav, maybe he'll also only Sosa one day. But the truth is, logically, if he sees Zav, he should ruin the entire Shemini Kiyum. And the Gemara says, we're not going to, no one confuses the two. We know there's a chiluk between Keri and Zav, just because Keri is Matame and Sosa one day only, we wouldn't make the same jump to Zav. And then the Mishnah says, okay, so that's why we could tolerate skipping Mona B'Serugin by a Zav, who sees Keri. And Nadir Shehelech al Gabi Tchachos of Paros Nami, but the Raisa Oel Ma'al Yabinim. Because really in a Raisa level, you really need a real Tumas Oel. And the Rabbanu who the Gazer, Rabbanu were the ones who go there, that Tchachos of Paros, so even though they're only Tumim with their Rabbanu, that ruins the Nazir's one day, that, at least that day of account. Rabbanu with the Raisa Lo Milche, people don't confuse Tumah the Rabbanu with Tumah the Raisa. So that's why we could tolerate Mona B'Serugin by a Nazir who's Matame, but Tumas Oel, but with the Rabbanu. Here in our case here, which is a situation where the guy just skipped counting. He skipped days of counting. He did one and seven only. What's the case? If you look at Rashi, last three lines here, he doesn't count the days in between. Isn't there a chashash? Maybe those 5 days in between, he saw there was a Zav there, a Ziva? So also the Michlach Mivadai, the Arminan Midlo Minin Hane Yamim Vadai Chazibin Time, the Kamani Lirishon, Fasil Minos Vadai Rabbi Serugim. So this case is by a Safek, right? Even though maybe we could understand the situation that So what happened is as follows. The days in between, the guy checks in day one, he checks in day seven, and the tower. The 5 days in between are a case of suffer. So there's a suffer, we don't know what happened, he didn't do an inspection. But he said, okay, so it's a suffer, and we could accept those as good days. And what might happen is, let's say he vadai sees Zov during one of those days. He might tell himself, oh, just like I could skip voluntarily, willingly skip Dave, even if I do see, I could just lose that one day alone. But the truth is, the guy sees Zov during his Yishuv Nekim, it ruined everything, it started all over again. So because it could get confusing, they were gozer, they cannot count B'Serugin. So the Gemara concludes, and we'll finish here, that Tani, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shur, and Amru, Nir and Divi Rabbi Eliezer, Midi Rabbi Yeshua, we think, and Divi Rabbi Akiva. We think that Rabbi Eliezer makes more sense than Rabbi Yeshua. And we think that Rabbi Akiva makes sense from all of them. About halacha and the end day is halacha to Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, a person does a bedikah on day one and does a bedikah on day seven, the din is harehin b'cheskas tahara. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Andy, it's great seeing you here.
Yeah.
Welcome back for the day at least.